Proclamation number 8979 of 22nd of May, 1965. Enlightened thinking is also a sign of the working of the spirit. My word sounds in the whole of infinity, everywhere where I-conscious spiritual is, no matter whether it is people on earth or also light beings in the spiritual kingdom, everywhere where beings open themselves to my illumination of love. I address all of them because this illumination of my love is an act of happiness which people on earth are certainly unable to grasp in its depth, but which is extremely blissful for all beings which have already matured. I am in contact with all through the word. To all I supply my word directly or indirectly. To all I supply knowledge. I give them brightest knowledge of my rule and work in the whole of infinity, so that they learn to love me ever more and also feel loved by me, so that they become ever more blissful because the radiance of love no longer ceases. But if this process of receiving my word is now to take place on earth, then the redemption from original sin, the redemption through Jesus, must irrevocably have preceded it, otherwise it would be impossible for people to hear my word. As well as the transmission of my word on the part of the beings of light can take place on people's thoughts who certainly also live in love but nevertheless don't believe in the direct working of my spirit and therefore don't listen themselves to the voice which quietly sounds in them. Only love is necessary that it is ignited, to therefore also be able to be put into clear, truthful thinking on the part of the light beings. And then a person's train of thought will naturally be the same as that of a word recipient. Yet the human being himself, to whom my word is sounded, is unable to feel the bliss which my word triggers in the world of light, precisely because he still lives on earth, where he cannot be granted such bliss which would render him incapable of further activity on earth. Nevertheless, it is a process of utmost importance when a person shapes himself into a vessel which receives an influx from the spiritual world and also wants to supply his fellow human beings with this influx, who do not themselves have the intimate bond with me. As the origin of that strength of love. In order to also be able to hear my word. But all those already move in the light who make contact with a transmitter of spiritual messages, and they will always find support on the part of the world of light, because everything which is radiated through by my love holds together, because no being can exclude itself from it anymore, if it has ever been a right messenger of light. A person who has let my divine flow of love flow into him. For this one is already in contact with the spiritual kingdom, and he only still carries out the mission on earth, which he himself had taken over as light spirit. You therefore see that the radiating of light to earth is an act, which therefore can only rarely happen, because also only rarely a conscious union with me is established. While men can often mentally stand in truth, only then will not find the confirmation that they stand in right thinking. Because light shines everywhere where only love is kindled, and therefore also there will be mental agreement. And still my direct word from above will again and again be the standard, by which you will be able to determine the rightness of your thoughts, because since in the last time great confusion is among men, my opponent will also know how to throw you into doubt, and then you are to cite my direct word for comparison, and you will also experience the truth of the effect of a love life, because, who remains in love, he remains in me and I in him. So he cannot think wrongly, because I myself am with him and in him. And thus humanity is never left to itself. It is unceasingly looked after by me and the world of light. It only needed to direct its will right in order to be guided onto the right path with certainty. For my word, which gives them light, will always and forever sound, and there will always be people who can receive it. The beings of light will only ever take care of the distribution of that which they blissfully unmeasured, and the willing human being will always be receptive to what is conveyed to him by me directly or through beings of light. For my word is the emanation of my strength of love. It is, I myself in all fullness, it is the nourishment of the soul, my flesh and my blood, which I bestow upon all those who want to be united with me and find their highest beatitude through the supply of that which none other than I myself can offer them. Amen.